there is a meeting, say, in the next last 10 minutes or the next 2 weeks, but if they asked you as one of the leaders of this team what they ought to do this summer, what would you say?
As far as
the team.
Personnel-wise? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to say as a player. I mean, you kind of leave that up to management. I mean, they know what they're doing. It's and they know what pieces we need, and you know, they'll take care of that. I don't really want to comment on it. I mean, it's you know, that stuff takes care of itself. I think we have the right people in place and in this organization, and I think they know what they want and they know what they have. So it's I think you know, I'm excited about the future for sure.
Have you been asked to go to the World Championships?
No, I've not.
Have you been asked?
No.
No?
No, I haven't been asked.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
20 years from now, you turn around and look back at this year. What do you think you'll see?
Yeah, well, I think I'll see how much fun it was. I mean, you know, I see it now, but it's tough to get over the disappointment, you know, not make the playoffs. You kind of, you have fun, you know, you enjoy the experience, but you're just thinking about winning and losing too much to really kind of look back and say, wow, that was really cool to be a part of, you know, this team first year back in Winnipeg and, you know, part of this community and the fans and stuff like that. You know, I obviously appreciate it throughout the year, but, you know, you're concentrated on the job, and it's tough right now to get over the disappointment of the playoffs and kind of look back and say, wow, that was, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, in 20 years, look back and, you know, be thankful to be a part of it for sure.
You're looking then for better memories going ahead here with playoffs.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, as a player, I mean, that's, you know, that's what you live and die on is, you know, is the playoffs and championships. So if you don't, I mean, it is it's a failure. It's a, if you don't make the playoffs, the season is, you know, you didn't reach your goal. But on the other hand, it was a great experience, you know, being back here in, you know, a city that embraced us and supported us all year. And we made strides, and I think we have, you know, a good future ahead of us. But playoffs, you know, it is, didn't reach the goal.
Last night in the exchange lounge for the post-game show, the place was packed. They had a lineup outside for folks to get in. Nobody was upset.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's just absolutely tickled.
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
Well, I mean, it's...
I mean, you get it, I know, but...
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've been waiting, you know, for a long time to have a team back, and they love hockey. You can just tell that they love hockey, and they know the game. And, you know what, they'll... as a player, you know, I think eventually the fans will get to the point where they're going to expect more. And I'm not afraid of that. I look forward to that, actually. That pressure should be there from them. I mean, they should expect us to make the playoffs. They should expect us to win. And I think, you know, this year was kind of a, you know, it was a honeymoon a little bit, which is fine. But I think we expect more of ourselves, and I think eventually the city will expect more of us. And eventually, maybe wishing it was still the honeymoon, you know, next year, 2 years down the line. But I think that's the way it should be. I mean, you look at you know, other places, Montreal, you know, Boston. You know, those teams are expected to win every year, and you know, the fans expect it just as much as the players do.
Thank you, Pat. That's good.